Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I can't even keep up with all the violence from the protesters on our streets.
Oh, yeah.
Lee. And I don't know how to separate who from who, but I'm telling you, they're outgunning the police at this point. But their violence just doesn't seem to matter much. CNN, by the way, has yet to do a single report on the elderly police captain, retired police captain, executed outside that pawn shop. Live, I still can't get over this, live streamed on Facebook, which normally you kill anybody live stream on Facebook for any reason. It doesn't matter who. It's a big deal. Do you remember a few years back when those kids tortured a mentally disabled man, streamed it on Facebook? That was big news for three days, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Facebook, subsequent to that, it came up with all kinds of technology to try to detect, AI to detect if that was going on, right? So, I would think live streaming your murder on Facebook be a big deal. But, these are crazy times. And if it doesn't fit the narrative, life doesn't matter. And that's what we're seeing.
Very true.
Like this, I verified this with an Associated Press report. 22-year-old woman was killed on Monday in a shooting. She was leaving a protest in Davenport, Iowa, according to the Associated Press. This is all over the internet now, the sister. Italia Marie Kelly was the oldest of five siblings. Her younger sister, 19-year-old Jasmine Kelly, recorded the video hours after the shooting. It's very difficult to listen to. But it's an angry, tear-filled video, and she's outraged because she's, listen, my sister was at the protest. She's a protester like one of y'all. Why did you shoot her? I don't know. Why do they shoot anybody? I have no idea, but they do, and it's fine. It's okay. It's fine. Everybody's cool with it. Take a listen.
I hope y'all know what the f*** you did. My sister is gone. And it's not from a cop. It wasn't from no f***ing cop. I don't get on live and I don't care about this Facebook s***. But my sister is gone because one of you, a protester, shot my sister. A protester. Not even the police. Because you guys, I lost my sister. I lost my sister because you. You're so mad at the police. You're hurting everyone else. You're so mad at the police. You guys killed my sister. For those who don't know, it wasn't the police who shot my sister.
So we get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure will not wind up on CNN either.
And those folks don't care.
No, they don't care.
They do not care. That's collateral damage to these people.
By the way, I know it doesn't matter, but her sister was black. She is white. They come from a mixed race family. Here's from Associated Press. Kelly, Jasmine Kelly, joined a protest of the death of George Floyd after getting off work at a restaurant Sunday night. According to her aunt, Amy Hale of Atchison, Kansas, Kelly, who is biracial and went by the last name Inpinto, and a friend were getting in a vehicle to leave the protest around midnight because the protest outside of Walmart had turned unruly. That's when she was struck in the back by a bullet that went through her shoulder and chest. They believe she was killed instantly. Attempts to resuscitate her were not successful. She was pronounced dead at the hospital. So, just add that to the black body count.
Yep, and nobody's keeping track of that.
No. I'm just curious. I mean, we're supposed to presume that anyone who shoots a black person is racist. Was the person who shot her white, black? Who were they?
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody care? Guess not. So, here we go as a country. I don't know how long they can maintain this. I really don't.
Well, that is on both sides of the equation. I don't know how long protesters can maintain this. I don't know how long law enforcement can maintain this and pretend to be enforcing the law.
What do you mean? Like, just before they get out of control?
Yeah,
or?
Well, I don't mean necessarily.
Well,
I wasn't
sure what you're talking about.
No, I'm not saying that the law enforcement is going to get out of control, but there will come a point, there will be a tipping point where this will go south if this doesn't back off. And I'm hoping that we're getting this because we're getting to this point, because we're beginning to see the initial phase of some leaders saying, hey, guys, tamp this down. This is enough. And, of course, I think that anything like this is always too much. I get it why folks are protesting the death of this man in Minneapolis. Of everything that I have seen, and I don't have the whole thing, but of everything I've seen, I see no justification for what the way this man was treated. But and I get why people are protesting, but this reaction, this is not the first time this has happened. Sadly, it won't be the last. And unfortunately, this is the way that certain groups with certain political persuasions are allowed to behave and get away with sometimes. And sadly, there's many innocent lives that are going to be lost in this. That includes law enforcement. And that includes, obviously, this woman, if she, in fact, was shot by one of those protesters. It includes this young lady as well. Innocent lives lost for no reason.
You know what I'd love to see a running total of, since we did so much of it during COVID-19? I'd love to see, Fox News did have one this morning. It was all the officers who've been seriously injured or killed.
Yeah.
And I counted 12 on the infographic this morning. And that includes, so we now got the guy still on life support in Vegas. He was essentially shot execution style while trying to tamp down on a protest. We've got the retired police captain, he's dead. We've got the police officer executed for just walking around in a uniform in Oakland. He is black. He's dead. Can you think of any other period in U.S. history where we've seen this amount of death from protests? I mean, we've seen a lot of protests.
Yeah.
But not this deadly.
Well, it has been sustained. It has been widespread. And that's, obviously, that's when the numbers are there and you are going to have these types of situations. It's just statistics is math.
Texter writes, normally protesters and rioters need to return to work. What's to stop them now?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and once again, I still think we need to make a distinction between protesters and rioters, because protesters are there who are lawfully assembled, who are protesting lawfully whatever is they're redressing their grievances with the government. Once that curfew has been violated, once they are off the areas where they should be, once they have been told to leave the area lawfully by law enforcement, then it becomes rioters and looters.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, the distinction here, protesters and looters, you're not a protester unless you have a protest permit. I mean, you and I can't just decide, you know, hey, we'll pick a road and shut it down because we're mad about something.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get arrested. It won't matter what we're mad about. You don't have a right to decide you're going to interrupt people's lives with a protest, you know, at a time of your choosing. You have to get a permit. And if you don't get a permit, you're not legit. You're not even a protester. At that point, you're just a civil disobedient. I mean, you are in violation of the law. So the idea of, well, they're not violent, they have a right to be there. Not in most cases. Not, I mean, if you want to march and get the parade permit, fine, go do it. I'm fine with that. And then the police aren't going to be able to stop you. And by the way, that is the difference between a lot of these protests that you saw around the country against COVID-19. They were organized in advance and had permits issued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is actually a protest. If you don't have a permit, let me give you a good example. The protesters who were moved out of the way in, you know, Lafayette Park, that people say it's Trump's fault.
Yeah.
Okay. Not only did they not have a permit, there was a curfew.
Yeah.
You you don't get to just, well, I'm mad, so I think that I got to protest now. So it's a protest. No. No, you're not a protester at that point. You're breaking the law.
Well, that's it. And these headlines that I keep seeing about police arresting protesters, no, they're not arresting protesters. If you are simply legally protesting, you are not being arrested for that.
You can't be arrested for that. I mean, you have a case.
We've got, a little bit over a dozen that were arrested this weekend. They weren't arrested for protesting. They were arrested for illegal carrying of a weapon, some of them, for violating police orders or not following or interfering with traffic or whatever. Various charges that they were charged with. They were not arrested for protesting. So you weren't arrested as a protester. You were arrested under suspicion of violating a crime outside of the protest. So it's not like we're arresting, they see a group of protesters and just start picking them off and taking them to jail. That's not happening. That is not what's going on.
And that's, it's a good point, too, because the media has made, the comparison between, that huge pro-gun protest in Virginia. And how are all these white people allowed to show up with these high caliber weapons? And then, other people get arrested, black people get arrested for, well, that protest followed the law. They knew they were coming. They were allowed to be where they were. They stayed in the areas that the police had cordoned off, and they didn't commit crimes. They didn't shoot people. They didn't burn things down. They didn't destroy property that wasn't theirs. So, yeah, of course the police didn't take action.
And in that area, you have an open carry right.
Right, you do.
Everybody should have nationally, but that's a whole other issue.
So, these comparisons, but a lot of people think, well, it's my First Amendment right to protest, so I can just do it whenever and wherever. You cannot. That's not how it works. But I think a lot of people don't understand that. So, again, even making the distinction between peaceful protest and non-peaceful protest, again, the people the Park Service removed, and they say they did not know Trump was even coming. It wasn't because of him. They did not have a right to be there. They refused to disperse, and they were violating curfew on top of it. So, again, just dubbing them, it's like, well, if they're not tearing anything down, they have a right to be there. Well, no, they don't.
No. That'd be like saying someone who is, coming to your house, forces their way in through the doorway, and without tearing up the door, they should be allowed to be. No, they're not. No, they're not.
Well, they're mad, so.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. You're
trespassing, and that's the whole thing.
So much of this is just being misrepresented.
Yeah.
And these curfews are being violated, and it's a mess. So, anyway, but then I think, well, the only thing that's going to end this, Lee, is going to be another hoax, and I'm afraid what this one's going to be.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get a jump on the line with Mike in Greenville. Hey, Mike.
Well, I wanted to bring up something I hadn't heard anybody talking about, but y'all sort of hit on it a little bit ago. And that's the difference between a protester, a rioter, and a arsonist or terrorist. And one thing I haven't heard anybody mention on TV or any commentators is that your insurance policy doesn't cover damages caused by riders. So all these small businesses that already been hurt by the lockdown, now if they get caught up in these looters or terrorists or rioters, they got no insurance coverage.
Yeah, and I'm not an insurance expert, but I did get several texts yesterday from businesses saying that my business insurance doesn't cover acts of God, like, you know, rioting, right, things like that, so criminal acts. So we'll see. But, I don't know, maybe the federal government will bail them out too, right, to bail everybody else out.
Well, the thing is, they'll give you a loan, but you still got to pay it back. It's not the same as insurance, you know, and this country's going to be in deep trouble. I just can't believe what's going on, but I don't think people have really thought about that these people, when their businesses are getting damaged and burnt and all that, they go to the insurance company. They say, oh, I'm sorry, it's not covered. Now, a friend of mine told me yesterday that, I think riots are covered, but not domestic terrorism. I said, well, how do you explain the difference? What's the difference between a rioter and a terrorist?
Good point. You know? I mean, good, but can you imagine arguing that in court, like, versus your insurance agent?
Yeah, you want to go to the insurance agent to explain the difference? I'm going to tell you right now, most insurance companies are going to tell you, oh, that's a terrorist. You know, it's just like when these hurricanes hit, and you go to talk to them about covering your house that just got destroyed. They say, oh, no, that wasn't wind, that was flood. And you don't have flood insurance.
Right, or you have to have it separate.
Exactly.
Right.
So you don't want to get into it with insurance companies, especially now when their claims are out of sight.
Yep.
You know, and I just don't think anybody's really talked about that. But, you know,
because nobody cares. I mean,
go get insurance.
If you're a business owner, you are way too privileged. I mean, you must have ripped somebody off at some point. You don't count, even if you're black.
Oh, yeah. If you got a business, you're rich. So what difference does it make you have insurance or not? Just take that pot of money you got in the bank that you've made of ripping people off and go rebuild, you know?
Sure. Yeah. It's endless. Endless, Mike. It's an endless pot of money. Yeah.
Did you hear that commentator? I don't know which one it was that said that all this is not criminal.
Which one was it? Because the New York Times said that.
CNN or somebody, but they had them on last night on one of the programs. And I couldn't believe it. They said, oh, this
was it a woman?
Not illegal what they're doing.
Yeah, was it a woman, Mike? Her name, I think, is Nicole.
Yeah, she was on
CNN, and she was explaining how due to decades or really centuries of poor treatment of African Americans that looting is actually okay if you're black.
Yes.
Yeah, she just recently won a Pulitzer for her journalism work at the New York Times. It's very exciting.
Right. Yeah. Now, isn't that scary?
Oh, it's very scary. But you know what it is, Mike? It's dual justice. You have to understand how you think. This is not just a racial thing. It's not. Don't let them fool you. The idea, folks, dual justice is tearing this country apart. It's what it is. The idea that if you are part of a liberally recognized grievance group, you can do whatever you want. We have to let you. It's only fair. I want to jump on the text line for just a minute. Text writes, come on, Tara, those cops weren't shot. They all died of COVID-19. I'm sure their death certificates will prove me right. Another texter writes, did we skip murder hornets? I feel like we skipped murder hornets. Folks, I am on top of the murder hornets. I just want you to know, if there's anything you need to know about murder hornets, I will let you know. Texter writes, hey, Tara, do some research and see how many people were not resisting or following commands have been killed by police. Well, I already have. It's up on my Facebook page where I posted the Washington Post police shooting database. In 2019, the answer to your question is 41. 19 of them were white and 9 were black. Anything else I can help you with? Please text me back at the text line, number 71307.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You gotta love this. Proof Antifa really does come out of mommy and daddy's basement.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This one at least had a job, though. Antifa boy surrendered by mommy and daddy to Pittsburgh police. 20-year-old Jordan Bartles, who literally does live in his parents' basement, was wanted by the police, his picture all over social media, for smashing out the windows of a cop car against the wishes of peaceful protesters who tried to stop him. So it was one of those deals, you know, local news, they'll flash the picture up. Yeah. Do you know this person, right?
Right.
Well, mom and dad did.
Well, good for them.
If I had some, if my child was Antifa and living in the basement, I'm sorry.
Oh, there'd be an eviction notice.
There'd have to be an eviction notice, right? By the way, he works for Amazon. Does that surprise you?
Really?
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah.
I wonder if he is going to be a former employee of Amazon.
Well, I doubt it. He was just bashing out. You know they do. He's mad. He can't help it.
I guess the police could then order a new window for that police car on Amazon.
See? It's a win-win.
Yeah. Gosh.
Anyway, mom and dad weren't having it. They called the police, told them where to find him. They found evidence including two firearms, books, gloves, cans of spray paint, indica. It's a form of pot.
Oh, okay.
And a sweatshirt.
I did not know that.
Well, it says it right here, form of pot.
Oh, okay.
And a sweatshirt with white writing on the front.
Okay.
Yeah, what? That he had worn to the protest. So.
Oh, okay. I guess that was the identifying mark on it. Okay.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to do this, you know, and you're one of these violent protesters, I would recommend, you know, once you got the inferno going, just go ahead and take the, you know, the clothing off that you were wearing and throw that into the inferno. At least get rid of the shirt. You know what I'm saying? That's just so you won't be having the evidence later.
Right.
It's just one of those little things.
As long as you don't have any identifying tattoos or birthmarks, you'll be okay, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. That would be harder. It'd be a lot harder. Yeah. All right. So what's on your mind today?
I was amazed at this thing where the NPR reporter had made the statement that there was no evidence that the president was saying that, you know, that Antifa was responsible or anarchists were responsible for any of the violence. So there was no evidence for it. And even social media blasted this woman and said, "What are you doing?" Somebody actually had written, says that, "Hey, I was there last night. I saw the fires. I saw them light it, and I saw them spray paint the big A, you know, the anarchist symbol on there. So don't tell me that anarchists and Antifa were not there. That, of course they are." And yet this is National Public Radio, an African-American reporter trying to challenge the president, saying that you're wrong, even though what she's saying makes absolutely no sense, and there's plenty of evidence to support what the president is saying.
Wow. And you know what's interesting? You know, you could say, okay, Antifa or, you know, not Antifa, who's doing this, but police chiefs, and Zero Hedge has a really great roundup of this today, that the police chief, with police chiefs and police captains and folks across the country are saying, no, but these are clearly organized.
Yes.
And this has actually come out of blue cities as well.
Have you seen the report that Laura Logan has done on this?
No.
Oh, you need to check that out. You need to go take a look at that. I saw her on, I believe it was last night. Was it last night? It was on one of the Fox evening programs. I can't remember if it was Tucker Carlson or one of the other programs. But she laid out this whole thing with Antifa. They're, from their website, went point by point of what they're trying to do. And it was scary. I did not want to believe what she was saying. I did not want to believe that you, but look it up. Look it up and let's discuss later.
This is a roundup by Zero Res.
Zero
By the way, Zero Res is great if you
yes,
do want to get your carpet steamed.
And they have nothing to do with
this. Been out to my house several times, but they have nothing to do with this.
No.
Zero Hedge has a roundup of mainstream media articles about this. And while they're not specifically saying Antifa, they start with the chief terrorism expert on the New York Police Department staff and link to him. It's New York's top terrorism cop, Deputy Commissioner for Intelligence Counterterrorism, John Miller. He detailed his office's analysis investigation into why New York City protests have become so violent. And he says it's because before the protests began, organizers of certain anarchist groups set out to raise bail money, and people who would be responsible for raising bail money, they set out to recruit medics and even medical teams with gear to deploy in anticipation of violent interactions with police. He says they have a complex, they use a complex system of bicycle scouts to move ahead of demonstrators in different directions so they can see where the police are and where they're not for purposes of being able to direct groups, you know, larger groups to places where they can commit acts
right,
of
exactly.
pre-planned vandalism, including torching police vehicles and Molotov cocktails, stuff like that. In Chicago, this is another one, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, a Democrat, publicly acknowledged there's been an organized effort to turn the protests over George Floyd's death into something violent in her city. And she basically talked about how groups of out-of-state left-wing anti-fascist organizations have been doing this as well. She said there's no doubt there was an organized effort last night. There were clearly efforts to subvert the peaceful process and make it into something violent. Then law enforcement authorities in Minnesota have discovered several caches of flammable materials, obviously intended to be used for rioting, that were hidden ahead of time so that people, you know, wouldn't be seen dragging them there. Kansas City, this is from their police department, said they found stashes of bricks and rocks in and around the plaza and Westport to be used during a riot. That's Kansas City police officers. Baltimore law enforcement officials say they were racing to dismantle mounds of bricks and bottles that had been staged in downtown Baltimore. And so they say what they do is they stage them during the day. They bring them in sometimes on pallets. And then that's where the riot goes at night. It's very clever. In New York, a cache of bricks. Look at that. All over the country, these caches of bricks.
Yeah.
By the way, the media denied this. But if you go report by report, these agencies are admitting that this happened. They're just not they're just not saying, well, we know Antifa did it, because they don't. Similarly, in New York City, a video captured the moment rioters in Manhattan chanced upon a cache of bricks between St. Mark's Place and 7th Street.
I'm sure that was just at a construction site.
Yeah. Even down in Texas, there's another pile of bricks stacked up in front of the courthouse in Dallas, and huge stacks of bricks were pre-staged right along the path that protesters would be taking in Frisco. So you go around the country, and while, you know, you maybe don't got a guy with an Antifa, T-shirt on dragging the bricks out there, somebody's doing this.
Well, this is very similar to the way that terrorists operate in other portions of the world, whether it's Al-Qaeda or ISIS or whatever. There is a camouflaged effort, shall we say, to be able to infiltrate within the citizenry and to operate without being noticed by law enforcement or intelligence agencies. And that's how, you're able to blend into the surrounding neighborhood. And that's exactly how this stuff happens. So it is completely plausible, and quite honestly, the evidence shows that there is an organized effort here to turn these protests into riots. There's no question about that. And to even, it just appalls me that you've got a national reporter, especially with NPR, that would question the president over that. It's like, listen, there's plenty of things that Donald Trump says that, quite honestly, yes, I think you could shoot holes in some of his statements. Now, I'm not saying that they aren't accurate. I'm just simply saying that, you know, there's not a whole lot of us sometimes to support a few of the things that he says or implies. But this is not one of them. And people are dying in the streets, and not just police or deputies or federal agents. You have regular citizens who are also dying, too. And for these reporters to completely want to ignore, just because they don't like the president, the evidence of what he's saying is just inexcusable. It's not journalism. It's advocacy. And you are advocating for the demise of the culture and the government and the society that we have, because that's the goal of Antifa. It is not to honor George Floyd. The goal of Antifa is to bring down the government of this country. It is to take whatever possessions that the citizenry may have for their own. It is theft, rioting, and looting. That is their goal. And if you think that it is simply to honor the life of a man who died in the hands of police in Minneapolis, you are sadly mistaken.
Amen. And it's pretty obvious that that is the case. And, you know, to act like Antifa doesn't have this very well-documented history in Portland, you know, Washington State, California. I mean, come on, they do. This is what they do. They clash out there. They're very violent. And the media knows this, or they wouldn't be going to these lengths to stick up for them. They know. They know what the deal is. They just don't want this pinned on the left. Look, it's like Tucker Carlson said brilliantly. This is a very large Joe Biden rally, is what this is.
Yeah, exactly. Because it doesn't matter what Trump does. Biden, during this time period, is going to denounce anything that the administration does. Even if he would have done the very same thing under the same circumstances, he's going to denounce it, because that's it. Whatever Trump does is bad. Whatever Trump is bad. Wherever Trump is bad. That's all their message is. It is opposition. That's it. They have no plan. They have no idea. They have no solutions. All they've got is orange man bad. That's it.
Yep.
That's all they got.
That's all they got.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And as usual, we wrap the show up with the stuff on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Text writes, listening in Ogden, Utah this morning. Fantastic. Yes, we are everywhere. Ubiquitous. Thanks to radio.com. You can listen on that too. You want to take us with you when you get out of the car? You can do that. Just download the radio.com app. By the way, we are now in more places on terrestrial radio than we used to be as well. You could hear us down Clemson Way, 95.1, with our new signal. So a lot of folks really excited about that. Texter writes, sue the brick manufacturers out of existence. Right, because it's always the fault of the brick, not the brick slinger. Texter writes, if people can loot in person, they can vote in person. Well, that makes sense. The same side who demands vote by mail for safety has no problem looting and burning our cities. In person. Yeah, it would be hard to loot and burn remotely. Texter writes, This started because they say George Floyd was suffocated. The autopsy said heart attack. I'm confused. That is very confusing, which is why I haven't touched it much. The family hired their own medical expert to do their own autopsy to review it, and he said no, definitely strangulation. So I don't know. Look, this will get sorted out over the years, and I'll update you on it when we have real facts. Right now, the whole thing is a blur, as it often is at this point in a story. So I haven't focused that much on it. Texture writes, what gets me is when they arrest these violent jerks and the liberal DA just lets them go. Another texter writes, hey, Tara. The protesters are protesting for justice for George Floyd. Okay, everyone wants that. So their definition of justice must mean dragging the ex-cop from his cell and doing a public hanging from a light pole. That is the only thing that will satisfy them. I don't even think that would satisfy them. I think they just like controlling things. I think that, folks, this is just one more step. One more step. And what they're doing right now has nothing to do with George Floyd. They're just using him. They're codifying the idea that if you're mad and if you are a leftist and you're mad, you have the right to destroy property, take over public spaces, and no one can do anything about it or it will be morally wrong. That's what these exercises are. That way, in the future, they can go a step further. That's all this is about. It's just dual justice. It's all part of the same thing. Now, the texter writes, hey, Tara, this all boils down to the resistance. Trump derangement syndrome on the steroid of opportunity. Wow, that's so well put. Thank you, Alan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.